The song we just sang, Jai Radha Madhava, is a song written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
我们刚才唱的这首 Jai Radha Madhava 这首歌、啊、是由、Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur 所写。
It's part of a series of a number of songs called Gitavali.
那么呢，这是一个系列的歌曲，叫做 Gitavali 的一部分。
Srila Prabhupada very much liked to sing the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottam Das Thakur.
Srila Prabhupada 啊，非常喜欢唱这个 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 以及 Narottam Das Thakur 所写的歌曲。
And because he sang them, we also have come to appreciate Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs.
啊，这个因为他说到的，我们也非常欣赏这个 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 所写的歌曲。
We're observing his appearance day, isn't it?
Yes, 今天呢我们啊、庆祝他的这个显现日是吧
the date of his appearance was September 2, 1938.
那么 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 是啊、1838年9月2号诞生的
The name given to him at birth was Kedarnath Dutta
那么呢他生下来这个父母给他取的名字叫做 Kedarnath Dutta
Kedarnath is a name of Lord Shiva
Kedarnath 其实是主希瓦的一个名字
Both the mother and the father of Bhaktivinoda Thakur came from very wealthy families
这个 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的父母啊他们两个的家庭呢都是非常富裕的家庭
There is a saying in English, I don't know if there's a similar one in Chinese.
在英文里面呢有一句俗语不知道的啊中文里面有没有类似的说法啊
He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
啊这个他生下来呢嘴里就有一把银勺。
You have a similar expression?
有没有同样的这个讲法呢中文里面。
It means he didn't, before he even did anything, he was...from a wealthy family.
也就是说呢、在他这个他一诞生下来就诞生在非常富裕的家庭里面用着他做什么
Some persons are born in a poor family and they remain poor.
那么有些人呢、出生于贫穷的家庭里面而且一直保持贫穷
But his Bhaktivinoda Thakur's family was very pious, very well educated, and very wealthy.
但是呢是他 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的家庭呢啊，确实非常的这个虔诚，而且受过良好的教育，同时呢也非常的富裕。
A very aristocratic family.
啊，也就是属于啊那些王族贵族的家庭里面。
You have an idea of that here in China, I'm sure.
啊，这个在中国呢，一提到王族贵族的家庭里面，大家肯定都有印象啊，属于什么样的家庭？
There are details describing his.Childhood and his early education.
那么呢，啊，就他这个还是童啊，就他是童年的事迹的啊，这个以及他是怎样受过教育的啊，都有啊这个详细的描述。
When he was just 5 years old, he wrote his first poem.
那么呢，他还是5岁的时候就写了他第一首诗，他所做的第一首诗。
Can you think of any children?That you know that are 5 years old that write poetry.
大家这个能不能想一想，有哪一个小孩5岁就会作诗的？能不能想起来
？He was looking out the window.
他呢啊看着窗外。
And he saw a crow seated on a branch.
那么呢，他看到一只乌鸦的这个站在这个坐在这个这个一棵树枝上面。
And the crow turned and looked at him.And then flew away.
那么呢，这个乌鸦呢，转过来看着他，然后又飞走了。
So he wrote a poem speaking about the crow seated on a branch and flew away. So similarly, my father is going to come back today.
啊，所以呢，他就写了一首诗，啊，描述的，啊，这只乌鸦坐在这个啊窗外的一个树枝上面，啊，面向他，然后又飞走了。所以同样道理呢。他的父亲今天肯定也不回来。
As a small boy, he was missing the association of his father who was away on some business.
那么呢，作为一个小孩，他 他这个非常思念了自己的父亲，因为他的父亲呢，因为要做生意啊，不在家啊。
So he's looking out the window, thinking, when will my father come back?
所以他看着窗外啊的情景，想到了啊，什么时候我的父亲能再回来？
And when he saw this scene out the window, he wrote a poem, and sure enough, his father came back the next day.
啊，所以呢，啊，当他看到窗外的这种情景的时候，他便写了这首诗，啊，肯定呢，啊，自己的父亲，啊，这个明天就会回来。
Everyone was amazed.
所以大家呢，看到这首诗啊，感到很惊叹。
Little five-year-old boy writing a poem.
啊，五岁的小孩还可以作诗。
When Bhaktivinoda Thakur was just 12 years of age, his parents arranged a marriage for him.
那么呢，他当巴提诺塔库才十二岁的时候呢，啊，他的父母呢便给他安排了婚礼仪式。
And the girl that he married was just 5.
啊，和他结婚的那个女子呢才五岁。
They didn't live together as husband and wife.
当然了。他们并没有像丈夫妻子一样居住在一起。
That was not the idea.
他们并不是这样想的。
Very common thing, a young boy, young girl would be married.
那么呢，通常情况下呢，一个年轻的男孩会跟一个年轻的女孩子这个结婚。
So that when they became old enough to understand what boy-girl things are, they already knew who their husband, who their wife was.
那么呢，这个意思就是什么呢？等他们长大成人以后，他们就知道哦。这个自己的丈夫将是一个什么样的脾气，有什么样的习性，妻子有什么样的脾气和习性，他们就非常了解了。
They didn't live together for another something like another 7 years.
大概呢就是，他们只是这样订好婚姻以后的，就是说了起码隔7年，才可以聚在这个生活在一块。
The girl that.The arranged marriage was made with was also from a very wealthy family.
那么呢，这个那个女子呢，她也是诞生于非常富裕的家庭。
It was done with, you know, boy of like qualities, girl of like qualities. They did the astrological calculation and make a strong marriage.
那么呢，这个就是他们通过星象这个学家的这个算哈。这个算了以后呢这个男的有很好的品格女子呢也有很好的品格。
As Bhaktivinoda, as Kedarnath was continuing his education.
那么呢这个 Kedarnath, 也就是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 他继续他的学业。
He wrote his first book when he was 17 years old.
那么呢当他17岁的时候呢他便写下了他第一本书。
When you attended school, did you ever have to write a paper for school?
那么当大家读书的时候在学校里面这个是不是写过这个论文呢？
Or maybe every year at the Asapuja time, you have to write an offering to your spiritual master.
或者每年在这个你的灵性导师 Vyasapuja 的时候呢你有没有写这个 Vyasa 献给自己灵性导师的Vyasa Puja 导文呢？
How long does it take you to write your Vyasa Puja offering?
这个你写一篇这个 Vyasa Puja 导文要多长时间呢？
Takes a long time, doesn't it?
是不是要花很长的时间？
Imagine instead writing a book.
这样的话你想想看呢，写一本书的情况又会怎么样？
How long would it take you to write a book?
你写一本书要多长时间呢？
When he was 17, Bhaktivinoda Thakur planned a 12-part book, and he wrote the first 2 parts when he was 17.
那么呢，这个Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 17岁的时候呢，他就计划写一部这个12章节的这个书。那么呢，17岁的时候呢，他就写了前面2章节。
The book was in poetry form, in a long epic.Meter.
那么呢，这个书呢，它是以诗歌的形式，以及很长的 long poetry.
It was a certain meter. Da 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 da.
那么
da 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 da. It was a certain meter.
有押韵的有一定要押韵的就是。
17 years old.
那才17岁。
The topic was about a king who was, had an encounter with Alexander the Great way back before Christianity even began, became popular in the West.
那么呢，这个书呢是讲述的一个啊国王啊，这个他碰到了这个亚历山大，亚历山大，the king met Alexander the Great.
Alexander the Great, a Greek king, a king of Greece that very modestly called himself Alexander the Great.
那他呢碰到一个这个啊自称为很虔诚的这个国王。也就是希腊的古希腊的一个国王叫做亚历山大。
So it was the man that the main character was named Porteus.
那么呢，这个人的主要的特点啊，被称作为 Porteus.
And he was speaking about the qualities of life during that period of time.
那么呢，他讲述了。这个那一时期的这个生活的质量
and the values that people held who lived at that time
以及这个生活在那一时刻人们对人生的这个价值观
and he was looking into the future and wishing that people had more elevated values of life
那么呢他就希望呢啊，将来这个人们就这个自己的人生观呢有更高的认识
this two-part book became a piece that he showed to many other literary people over a period of years.
那么呢，这本书的前面这两个部分呢，变在这个将变成了将来啊啊，他向人们呈现的这个两个部分。
And many people very much appreciated the quality and his style of writing.
那么呢，很多人呢都非常欣赏。啊，这个他的啊文章的这种格式啊，以及他所写的内容。
When Bhaktivinoda Thakur was just 18 years of age, he entered into college.
那么呢，希腊巴克丁诺达库才18岁的时候呢，便上了大学。
And there were two professors at that college that trained him.
那么呢，那所大学里面有两个教授训练了他。
One was especially qualified in writing.
一个教授呢特别有资格写作
and another was specially qualified in speaking
另外一个教授呢啊特别有资格的啊这个讲话
it was a British man who had previously been part of the British Parliament
啊那么这个人呢是这个一个英国人他原来是在这个啊英国这个议会工作的
so that statesman taught Bhaktivinoda Thakur how toSpeak publicly.
因此呢，啊，那个英国人啊，他就教了这个希腊巴丁维诺塔库啊，如何在啊公众的场合下讲话。
And the literary person taught him all about the procedures for publishing manuscripts from the written form into the going into the public form and everything involved in the whole process.
那么那个啊，这个文学的这个教授呢，就教授了他的。啊，如何将这个写的这个啊文稿啊，以书籍的形式出版出来？这么整个的这个过程。
One year later，
一年以后
，his wife who was still living with her parents，
那么呢，他的妻子那个时候呢，还和他的父母亲住在一起。
Requested， can we start living together？
那么要请求到的，我们现在能不能生活在一块呢？
You're going to school in Calcutta.
你现在要去加尔各答上学。
Yeah. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur replied, if I get a job and I can support you, you can come.
那希腊巴丁诺达库回信到的，如果这个我能找到一份工作的话呢，啊，就可以维持住你。那么那个时候你就可以来。
So while he was still going to college, he got a job teaching second grade.
那么呢？
Elementary school.
啊，那么巴金诺大姑还在念大学的时候呢，啊，他就找到了一份工作，啊，教这个小学二年级的工作。
His income was 15 rupees per month.
那么呢，他的收入是啊，每个月15卢比。
Per month.
一个月才15卢比，太少了，very little money. How can you survive?
So he wasn't able to have his wife come yet.
所以那个时候呢，还没办法把他的妻子接来。
He then continued his writing even while he was in college.
那么呢，即便他还在念大学，他就继续他的写作。
2 years later, his grandfather invited him to come to Orissa.
那么呢，两年以后呢，他的祖父邀请他呢，来到了Orissa。
He was just 20 years old.
那个时候呢，才20岁。
And his grandfather was an amazing devotee of Krishna.
那么呢，他的祖父呢，是主 Krishna 的一个非常了不起的奉献者。
He hardly ate anything once a day, very, very little.
他每天呢，几乎不吃任何的东西，就吃的很少很少。
And all day long, he was chanting the holy name.
那么整天呢？ 只是在那里念诵 Krishna 的圣名。
And he was a very energetic man. He went here and there doing so many things.
而且呢，他是一个非常的有力量的人，每天呢去这里那里。But
he was always chanting.
而且总是在念诵。
He then requested Bhaktivinoda Thakur to go and visit the main temples in the whole of Orissa.
接着呢，他便要求Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur去拜访 Orissa 的主要的一些庙。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur followed the direction of his grandfather.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur呢，便按照自己的祖父的教导去做。
He took careful notes on his travels.
并且呢，记下了旅行的笔记。
And he wrote a book describing the temples of Orissa.
并且呢，这个写了一本有关 Orissa 庙宇的书籍。
Later, a British historian read his book.
那么呢？ 这个后来呢，有一个英国的历史学家的读了他这本书，
and he found the book that Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote to be excellent.
那么呢，他感到Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 所写的这本书啊，非常精彩，非常了不起。
This is a British man whose profession it is to write such books. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a 20-year-old who just, his father said, go visit temples. But he, because his nature was to write about things, he did that.
你要知道的，那个欣赏他的这个英国人呢，他是一个作家，是专门写书的。而当时Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur才二十岁，只是好像随便这样写一写，就写得那么精彩。Then
he went back to stay with his grandfather.
接着呢，他又回去和自己的祖父住在一块儿。One
day his grandfather said, "Please don't go anywhere. Within 3 days, I'm going to leave this world."
那么呢，有一天呢，他的祖父对他说的。 从现在起，你哪也不要去。我将在3天之内离开这个世界。Bhaktivinoda
was very surprised.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 很惊讶听到这个消息。
Because his grandfather was, you know, very lively.
那他的老祖父还充满着活力。His
grandfather made 2 predictions.
那么呢，他的祖父呢，有2个预言。He
said, when you're 27 years of age, whatever it is that will be your profession at that time, that's what you'll do for the rest of your life.
那么呢，一个预言就是什么呢？当你到了27岁的时候，那个时候你无论做什么样的职业，你将这个一直做下去，终身的去做。And
he also said that in the ancestral village where you were born, after some time, the whole village will be destroyed by disease.
The village
where your ancestors came from, your family line came from, after some time, the whole village will be destroyed by disease.
同时呢，他也预言到了，在你诞生的那个地方，就是你祖先呢，世世代代这个生活的那个地方，不久呢，这个将会由于疾病而被摧毁那个地方。
On the third day, his grandfather came to see Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
那么第三天。 这个他的祖父来见这个Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur。He
gave him some parting instructions.
那么呢，便给了他这个临终的遗言教导。And
then he laid down.
接着呢，他就躺了下来。He
called loudly the holy name of the Lord, and his soul left to the top of his head.
那么呢，非常这个大声的呼唤了这个主的圣名。那么灵魂呢，便从他的头顶呢。
There were many other people in the room. And they all witnessed this amazing departure of his grandfather. After arranging for the funeral of his grandfather, and settling the affairs of his estate, of his will, his property, he settled all the property matters. Then he went back to Calcutta to continue his studies. The personalities that he associated with were great literary people of his time. The Tagore, Rabindranath Tagore, is a very famous name in India, and he was one of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's classmates.
Rabindranath Tagore.
Rabindranath had two brothers. These were his college friends. So they discussed many topics together. On a regular basis. They held views very much favored by the British. Their worldview was very much in line with the British way of thinking. They had studied many of the literatures from Europe. The thought was everything European is great and everything India is backwards.
当时有一种思想就是欧洲的一切都是落后的，有这样的思想。
And out of that group of intellectuals, one personality emerged.
那么在那之内的，那么有一个伟大的人物先出现了。
He was a Bengali man also.
那么他也是一个孟加拉人。
Ram Mohan Rai.
Rama Mohan Rai.
He was the main spokesperson for a new religion. It was pro-West, anti-India. In favor of everything Western and against everything that was from India. Vedic culture and everything.
向着这个西方的这个文化的，反对这个印度文化的，这样的。They
considered themselves to be reformers of all things that are bad from Vedic culture.
他们把自己称作为是对这个印度古老文化的一种改革家吧，把它称作为是改革家。So
it was a whole movement that formed.
所以呢，自己当时的创建了这个整个的一场这样的运动。
When Bhaktivinoda Thakur was hearing them speak these ideas, he didn't like those ideas. They were so speculative. And they were so impersonal. And these are in his college days. Traditionally, young men in their college days, they're open to all kinds of, and they're exposed to and open to all kinds of new ideas.
通常的情况下呢，在大学里面的学生呢，他的就是说呢，思绪都比较宽广，容易接受任何的思想。
And this was a very popular one.
那么呢，这是非常普遍的一种。
But he didn't like it.
但是他不喜欢他们的那种思想。
Instead, he studied the Bible and the Quran and traditional religious teachings.
相反的，他学习了圣经、可兰经等等宗教的这个文献。
And he liked the personalism involved in those teachings.
他呢这个喜欢 啊，在这些宗教文献的教导中啊，所呈现的啊人格性的一面。
When he was just 23 years old, having completed his college education.
那么呢，在他23岁的时候呢，啊，他就读完了大学。
His wife died.
啊，他的妻子死了。
She was just. She was 16.
那个时候他才16岁。
And there was a newborn son, just 10 months old.
那么呢，这个留下了一个啊，刚生下来的才十个月的大小的这个儿子。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur had this little teaching job; he could hardly survive.
那么呢，这个 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 啊，这个收入啊，很少，很低啊，很难维持，因为他当时只是在教书上。
Imagine single man with a 10-year-old child. What to do?
你想想看呢，啊，一个男人。带着一个十岁的小孩带着一个十个月的小孩怎么办
his mother made an arrangement for a second marriage so his wife could take care of the child and the household duties
那么呢他的母亲接受的做了一个安排了他娶了另外一个妻子这样的话呢他第二个妻子呢就可以照顾家庭的这些事
she was a very strong Vaishnavi
那么她是一个非常这个坚强的这个女奉献者。
And she was a great support for her husband throughout his life.
而且呢，整个一生呢，总是支持自己的丈夫。
Within another year or two, Bhaktivinoda Thakur started his law studies.
那么呢，这个大概一年之后呢，去了 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 便开始了。法律的学习
He took a law exam.
那么呢，他呢，接受了这个法律的考试。
And he passed the exam.
而且呢，通过了考试。
And then he was given many job offers.
那么呢，结果呢，他就有很多就业的机会。
He was given the position of a district magistrate.
那么呢，他便有一个职啊，获得了一个职位，叫做地区的具体地区的这个 magistrate
I don't know it was mainly a clerical job like a secretarial type of job
就是就像一个什么呢秘书的这个地区法院的秘书一个这样的职位
secretary to some lawyers
也就是说呢某一个律师的这个秘书这样的一个工作
but his health was very very poor throughout his growing up as a child and evenin the earlier parts of his life. Very poor health.
但是呢他的身体状况不是很好。其实呢他从小这个到他读完书这个身体状况都不是很好。
But those who he worked with really appreciated his quality and his clarity and his integrity.
但是呢那些和他在一起共事的人呢都非常欣赏他的品格。
So they said he should take a government exam and take a government job connected with law.
那么呢，他们建议说呢，你应该呢，去考一考政府的这个参加政府的一次考试以便呢你能够得到一个这个政府的工作，也就是说呢和法律有关的这个政府的工作。
So just as his grandfather had predicted, he now had a new job.
那么呢，就像他的老祖父预言到的一样。他现在呢有了一个新的工作
working within the government in the field of law
那么呢在政府部门工作并且呢他的工作呢和法律有关
Now, so far you're hearing about the worldly part of his life so far I've described his birth his education his marriage the worldly part of his life
我们到目前为止呢描述的都是他好像这个世俗的这个生活
It wasn't until he was 30 years old that he received Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么呢，直到他什么呢？三十岁的时候，他才这个接触到了这个圣典佛教瓦坛 Srimad Bhagavatam.
Because there weren't printing presses.
因为 there were.
There were not printing presses printing these books like we have today.
因为在那个时候呢，他没有像我们目前。社会上所具有的那个出版社可以出版书籍。
So any copies of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita were very, very rare to find.
所以那个时候呢， 这个 Srimad Bhagavatam 以及 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的这个书籍啊，非常非常罕见，很难找的。
But one of his friends had a friend who had some books.
但是呢，他一个朋友的朋友呢，有一些书。
And his friend recognized that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a very, very, very deep and religious man.
那么呢，他的朋友呢，发现呢，是的 ，Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢，是一个非常有宗教信仰的人。
And so his friend requested his friend to make a gift of the books to Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
因此呢，他的朋友就请求他的朋友呢，这个送一本书作为礼物给他。
Think about that, 30 years old.
你想想看 ,30 岁。
In the first year that he had the Srimad Bhagavatam,
那么第一年呢他有了一本 Srimad Bhagavatam,
he read it twice.
他读了两遍。
And he said the first time he got the impression of the reality of Krishna as the absolute truth.
那么呢他说呢在他读第一遍的时候呢他就明白了这个Krishna 是绝对真理这么一个事实。
In the second reading, he could understand that the principle of bhakti is the way that one can know the personality of Godhead fully.
那么第二个原则就是什么呢？当一个人完全了解自尊心和神识的时候呢，他才是真正拥有这个bhakti 风爱。
This copy was without the Bhaktivedanta purport. It was just the verses.
那么呢？这本佛教法坛呢，它没有这个 Bhaktivedanta 要旨的，仅仅是那些师姐。
We're so fortunate.
所以我们相反的，我们来说呢，我们非常有幸。
We have the BBT presentation with Srila Prabhupada summarizing all the commentaries of all the previous acharyas along with the verses.
我们有 BBT 出版的版本的佛教法坛，那么其中呢，有。这个圣巴巴的这个要旨啊，这个巴巴的要旨呢，是基于所有这些先前的灵性导师的评述的基础之上而写的。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't have those purports.
当时的薛拉巴金的他过了，并没有这些要旨。
He just had the verses.
所以他仅仅有那些诗节。
Then he read Chaitanya Charitamrita second.
那么呢，接着呢，他又读了这个 Chaitanya Charitamrita。
He read that through twice also.
那么他也读了两遍。
And then he understood who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
接着呢他就明白 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是谁。
Again, without purports, just reading the verses.
这个当时读的那个书呢也是没有要旨的，只是有诗节。
Bengali was his native tongue, his mother tongue.
那么呢这个 Bengali, 也就是孟加拉语啊是他的母语。
And the Bhagavatam was in Sanskrit.
而这个 Bhagavatam 呢是梵文。
So he decided he wanted to learn Sanskrit better.
因此呢，他便下决心呢，要更好的学习梵文。
So that he could read these books directly.
这样的话呢，以便他能够直接读这些书。
Meanwhile, he had some friends back in Calcutta.
这个与此同时呢，在 Calcutta 呢又有一些朋友。
And this new religion group, the reformer group, was having big conflict with the conservative Hindu group.
那么呢？这那个所谓的这个改革派和那些保守派这个纷争的很激烈。
And they were literally at each other's throats. They were ready to destroy each other.
那么从文学的角度来说呢他们已经准备好了相互的这个打死对方。
So both groups approached Bhaktivinoda Thakur and said, please help us resolve this conflict.
所以这两派人呢都来到Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur的跟前祈求他呢帮助他们解决目前的危机。
Because they respected his intellect.
因为什么呢因为他们非常尊敬Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur的智慧。
And his deep spiritual insight into things.
以及对万事万物看待万事万物的那种这个深远的这种灵性的视野。
So he said to the reform group,I'm not one of you.
那因此呢，虚拉巴金呢，他说的对那些改革派说的我不是你们其中之一。
So if I come, I'm not going to be saying you're good and they're bad.
因此呢，如果我来的话呢，我不会说的你好，他们坏。
And then the Hindu group said, well, if you're a Vaishnava, then you should definitely come.
那么呢，对那个印度那个团体来说呢，说的如果你是Vaishnava的话呢，你便一定要来。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I'm not necessarily going to support what you're doing either.
那么呢，但是Srila Bhaktivinoda说的，我也不必这个会支持你们这一。So
he wrote his first religious teaching 1 year after he received the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么呢，在他这个得到了Srimad Bhagavatam一年以后呢，他便写的这个第一部这个有关宗教方面的。It's
now available in a small book, but it was a lecture that he gave before these two audiences.
那么呢，他的这个是其实呢是他一个讲座，是对这两组人的一个讲座，就现在以一本小书的形式出版的。The
title was the Bhagavat.
那么呢，这个它的题目是这本书的题目是Bhagavat.
It's philosophy.
Bhagavat 是哲学.
It's ethics.
Ethics.
Right and wrong.
这个它是这个对错的标准.
Morality.
也是道德.
And theology or religious teaching.
也是这个宗教教导的理论.
And his language was so soft.
那么呢，他的语言呢是如此的这个软啊，如此的啊。That
both parties liked what he was saying.
这两派人呢都喜欢他所讲的。Even
he was scolding both sides.
这个即便呢，他当时啊在骂这两边的人，两边人都还喜欢他。He
corrected the Hindus for being sectarian. We're good and everyone else is not good.
他呢纠正了这个印度教徒们的错误，印度教徒们所犯的错误呢，就是什么呢？他们认为他们是好的，而别人都不行。And
the Reform group he scolded by saying speculation and impersonalism is never going to take you to the goal of knowledge.
那么呢，他骂这个那改革派的，说他们呢就是什么呢？是这个非能够性的。Instead,
he spoke about Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么呢，接着呢，他便讲述了《博伽瓦谈》。And
he said that many people misunderstand Srimad Bhagavatam as mythology.
那么呢，很多人认为呢，很多人呢误解了Srimad Bhagavatam。He
said so many things.
他说了很多的东西。
Addressing the prevalent ideas of the time from both
groups. The prevalent,
the most commonly accepted ideas.
对不对？他就说了这两组人当中啊，这个他们这个通常的毛病啊，指出了他们通常的毛病。And
then he clarified Krishna's position.
并且呢，澄清了主 Krishna 的这个位置。He
said that Krishna's pastimes are transcendental. They're not glorifications of some imaginary poets.
他说的这个主 Krishna 的逍遥时光是超然的，并不是世俗的。
And both sides appreciated. Oh, it was a brilliant presentation.
那么呢，这两组人呢都非常欣赏他所讲的，觉得他讲的了不起。
As a result, they also became interested in reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Both sides.
那么其结果是呢，这两组人
Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur was transferred to a new place.
接着呢，Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur又被调到一个新的地方。And
the first thing that he encountered in this new place was ghost worship.
那么呢，这个在新的这个地方呢，所碰到的第一件事呢，就是崇拜鬼魂的事儿。There
were a group of dacoits or robbers.
那么呢，那里有一群这个强盗啊。
And they had people come to this big banyan tree where there was a very vicious ghost inhabiting.
那么呢，他的这个浪人呢，来到一棵这个大的榕树下面，因为这个榕树呢，里面呢有一个鬼魂附着。And
they said, you should make offerings to the ghost, otherwise you're in big trouble. He'll haunt you and cause you problems.
他说呢，你应该呢，将东西供奉给这个鬼魂，不然的话呢，会给你带来很大的麻烦。
So out of fear, people used to go and worship the ghost in the tree.
啊，那么呢，这个出于恐惧啊，人们呢便会去崇拜那个树里面的鬼魂。
And the robbers took all of the things that they offered to the ghost.
那么呢，这个那些强盗呢，便会趁机的啊，把人们供的那些贡品呢，全部拿走。
It was a good business.
所以这是非常好的生意，对那个强盗来说。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur became aware that this was going on in his new place.
那么呢 ，Bhaktivinoda Thakur 了解到了啊，在他新上任的地方有这样的事儿发生。
He's a government officer, but not involved in law enforcement.
啊，那么呢，尽管他是一个啊政府的官员啊，他但是呢啊，他并没有这个啊这个。Law enforcement.
No, he's not a police officer.
但是呢，他并不是一个这个啊警察哦，可以这个执行法律的人啊。
So what did Bhaktivinoda Thakur do?
那么呢 ，Bhaktivinoda Thakur 做了什么呢
？He found a brahmana that had no engagement.
那么呢，他就了解到了有个找到了一个 brahmana 没有事儿做的 brahmana.
So he gave some engagement to the brahmana.
所以呢，他就让这个 brahmana 去做了一些事儿。
You sit underneath this tree.
那么你坐在这个树下面。
And just read Srimad Bhagavatam out loud from morning till night.
那你只要每天从早到晚大声的朗读这个
And I'll take care of your maintenance.
那么我会关注你的生计的问题。
So the Brahmana was happy to be maintained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he read Srimad Bhagavatam every day.
啊，所以的这个 Brahmana 呢，啊，非常高兴了，希望 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 会维持他的生活，所以呢。他从早到晚每天变成了一个树下的朗读圣莲摩教啊。
At the end of 2 months, he completed reading Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么呢，两个月结束之后呢，他就读完了整篇的 Srimad Bhagavatam.
And when he finished the very last sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam,
那么当他读完了 Srimad Bhagavatam 的最后一个诗节的时候
，the whole tree fell over.
那么呢，整棵的大树倒了。
And the ghost left.
啊，那个鬼魂的走了。
And everyone felt very happy.
啊，所以呢，众人呢感觉到很高兴。
And they realized they were being cheated by the robbers.
啊，众人呢便明白啊，他们受了那个强盗的骗。
And they wanted to read Srimad Bhagavatam every day.
啊，他们接着便想要读啊，便每天都想要读圣典摩迦瓦坛。
But the robbers were very unhappy.
但是呢，那个强盗们呢很不高兴。
After some time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur requested a transfer. It was too hostile. The robbers were too vicious.
那么呢，一段时间以后呢，啊，这个啊 ，Bhaktivinoda Thakur 感觉到呢，啊，那些强盗们呢，非常的这个有害。
What he really wanted to do was to go to Jagannath Puri.
但是他真的想做的呢，是去 Jagannath Puri.
So at the age of 31. This is 1 year after he first received Srimad Bhagavatam. He was transferred to Puri.
所以呢，啊，当他到了31岁的时候，也就是啊，他接受 Bhagavatam 1年以后，啊，他就被调到了这个 Jagannath Puri.
So he became, as you know, the chief magistrate or judge for the whole of Jagannath Puri.
啊，就大家所知道的。他变成了 Jagannath Puri 那个地区的主要的法官。
It was the highest post somebody that's not British could hold.
那这个这是当时这个非这个英国人所能够获得的最高的职位。
In the system of governance of India.
那么在印度的这个啊政府的啊体制内。
The High Court judge is something like a king.
那么呢？高等法院的法官呢，就像一个国王一样。
That is to say, very powerful.
换句话说呢，啊，他非常强大有力，强有力。
He's respected by everybody, and it's a very powerful position.
这个众人呢都尊敬他，是一个非常有力的地位。
The very first year that he was there, he encountered a big challenge.
那么呢，他去那里的第一年就遇到了非常大的挑战。
There was a mystic yogi that lived in a village some distance from Puri.
那么呢？啊，在那附近啊啊，在布里附近的一个啊村庄里面呢，住着一个啊神秘瑜伽师。
And he was claiming to be Krishna.
那么呢，他声称自己是 Krishna.
He said he was Vishnu.
啊，他实际上说的他是 Vishnu.
And he had two friends.
那么他有两个朋友。
One was Brahma and the other was Shiva.
啊，一个是 Brahma， 另外一个是 Shiva.
And he said he was Vishnu.
啊，他说的他是 Vishnu.
And he had some mystic powers. One of the mystical things he did, he would sit straight in front of a big fire and lean into the fire and then pull back and not be damaged by the fire. And then he would do it again. And everyone thought, oh, he's stronger than fire.
那么其中一个神通就是什么呢，他可以做得很直，然后呢身体呢就慢慢的这个群向火中，然后又坐回来，然后他又这样，那么众人看到，哦，火中一般般把他烧掉，就觉得他很有力量。
And because people were very simple and innocent, they accepted, oh, he says he's Vishnu, he must be Vishnu.
那么因为当时人们非常单纯了，所以呢，这个就信了他所说的话，他说是Vishnu，接受他为Vishnu。
And the local kings who are from India, they went and they decided they would build a temple for Vishnu.
那么呢，这个当地的这国王啊，他们决定呢要建一个主Vishnu的这个庙宇。
So they could all worship Vishnu.
这样的话呢，他们都可以崇拜Vishnu.
Only his name was Bhishikasen.
当然了，他的名字叫做Bhishikasen.
And after some time, he became very famous.
那么一段时间以后呢，这个瑜伽士啊变得很有名。
So many of the wealthy people from Puri came to see him and worship him.
那么呢，很多来自于Puri的富人呐，都来看他，崇拜他。
And then in one of the local villages, he had some of the ladies come and he did rasa dance and polluted them.
那么呢，接着呢，旁边附近的村子里面的一些女子也来，那么这个瑜伽师呢就跟他们跳 rasa 舞，并且玷污了人家。
So that got the word went around fast. This man is a bad person.
那么呢？ 这样的话呢，事情就传出来了。这个说这个瑜伽师其实是一个很坏的人。And
it went to the British government.
那么呢，这个消息就传到了这个英国政府里面去了。So
the British government said to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, "Take care of this man."
那么呢，这个英国政府就告诉 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 处理这个事儿。Bring
him to justice.
把那个瑜伽师的绳子一划。So
Bhaktivinoda Thakur told the police officers, "Go to that village." And bring him back.
那么呢，这个巴利文呢，他过来就告诉这个警察，去把那个瑜伽师抓来。I
want to bring and want to put him on trial.
我要开始审判他。And
they refused to go.
但是呢，那些警察们却不愿意去。Because
they thought he was too powerful.
因为警察们觉得呢，那个瑜伽师太有力量了。Their
families might be in difficulty.
如果去了的话呢，他们家里肯定就会出麻烦。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, being fearless, he personally went.
所以呢，巴金诺达古呢毫无畏惧啊，他亲自去了。And
he went with 10 constables.
那么他就带了十个
police officers.
带了十个警官跟他一起去。And
when he came before Bhishikasen,
那么当他来到 Bhishikasen 面前的时候，
Bhishikasen said, "I know who you are."
那么Bhishikasen说的，我知道你是谁。
You are Kedarnath Datta.
你是 Kedarnath Datta.
And you have come here to arrest me.
你是来逮捕我的。
But you are a big fool.
但是呢，你是一个笨蛋。
You don't know that I am Vishnu himself.
你不知道的，我是Vishnu本人。
And if you try to do anything, your whole family and all the persons who are with you, they'll all be destroyed.
如果你要这样做的话呢，你的整个家庭以及
And they had some conversation back and forth.
所以呢，他们就这样有些对话。
And when the man said that I am Vishnu, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, "A jiva should never. It is a great offense for a jiva to say that they are Vishnu."
那么当这个那个瑜伽师说他是 Vishnu 的时候，这个 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的反驳说的。 一个个体的灵魂不应该声称自己是Vishnu，这是如果这样讲的话，这是一个很大的冒犯。I
will bring you before Lord Jagannath, and you will see justice by the Lord Himself.
那么我会把你带到主Jagannath跟前，你会看到主是怎样公平的来判这个案子。
Bhishikasen made some offensive remark about Lord Jagannath.
那么Bhishikasen呢，接着又
This is Jagannath is just a piece of wood.
他说的这个Jagannath仅仅是一块木头。
And I am Lord Vishnu, how could he judge me?
我是主Vishnu，他怎么能给我判啊？
With that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur exploded.
那么呢，听到这儿啊，这个话呢，这个Bhaktivinoda Thakur勃然大怒。
So not only you're a fallen man, you're a big offender.
那么Bhaktivinoda说的，不仅你是一个堕落的人，你也是一个非常大的冒犯。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur walked forward and was going to personally grab him by the arm.
那么呢，这个Bhaktivinoda过来啊，走上前去的，想亲自用手抓住他。
So the man shook his head back and forth like this. He had long hair and had fire coming out of his hair.
那么呢，那个瑜伽士便开始这样摇头。那么呢，因为他的头发很长啊，那么从他的头上呢，便产生了火。
And fire coming out of his eyes.
那么呢，眼睛里面也出了火。
This is recent times. This is only 150 years ago.
这个事儿是发生在最近的事儿了，也大概只有150年左右。
Powerful mystic.
这是很强、很有力量的这个神通了。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't stop. He just grabbed him by the arm.
但是Bhaktivinoda Thakur毫不畏惧，还是抓住了他的手。
And the man said, "Oh, this is my leela. I'll just surrender." Because it's one of my Lord Vishnu's leelas.
那么这个人便说到了，这是我的逍遥时光，我还是皈依吧。
So they brought him back to Puri.
所以呢，他们把这个瑜伽师带到了Puri。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur had him put in jail.
那Bhaktivinoda Thakur就把他关到了监狱里。
And the man was fasting.
那么这个人呢，在那里戒食。
For something like 17 days while his trial was going on.
那么呢，戒食了这个大概17天，那在他案子审理的时期。
He told Bhaktivinoda Thakur that when you go back home, you will see a family member dying because of offending Lord Vishnu.
那么呢，便告诉这个Bhaktivinoda Thakur说的，当你回家的时候啊，你就会发现呢，由于你冒犯了主Vishnu啊，你的家人有一个家人可。
And when he went back home, sure enough, his daughter had a very, very severe high fever.
那么呢，当他回到家以后，他发现自己的女儿啊，正在发严重的高烧。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur's wife was pleading with him, "Please let this man go."
那么呢，Bhaktivinoda Thakur的妻子呢，在向他请求啊，这个你还是放了那个瑜伽师吧，放了他吧。
But Bhaktivinoda stuck by he stood by virtue and said, "No, better we lose our whole family, lose our everything, but we must stand by the truth and protect the citizens."
但是呢，Bhaktivinoda Thakur为了正义，说的，我宁可我们家毁了，也要伸张正义。
Some days later, the fever broke for his daughter.
那么呢，几天以后呢？ 这个他女儿的这个高烧退了。Then
he threatened Bhaktivinoda Thakur again personally, "I'll destroy you."
那么呢，这个瑜伽师呢就这个威胁 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 说了，我要亲自把你给毁了。
And the man had some mystic powers.
因为这个瑜伽师还是有点神通的。But
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, even he got fever. He didn't stop. He just kept going.
那么呢，即便呢 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 也犯了高烧。 他也没有停下来，他还是继续。
He described that his hand was trembling as he was writing the decision against Bhishika Singh.
那么呢，当时描述到了，当他在给那个写这个 Bhishika Singh 这个瑜伽师判决书的时候，他的手还是在颤的。Because
the fever was so severe.
因为他的高烧很严重。So
then he finally read the decision against Bhishika Singh.
那么呢，最后呢，他便读了这个像这个Bhishika Singh这个瑜伽师的这个宣判。He
should be kept in jail for so many years.
也就是他要被关在监狱里面多少年。And
just as he was being taken away to his jail cell, as he was being taken away to the jail,
那么呢，正当他们把这个瑜伽师啊关到他的这个监狱里面去的时候，
one of the court officials took some big scissors and cut his hair.
那么呢，有一个这个 法院的这个官员呢，用剪刀把他的头发给剪了下来。Because
a yogi keeps his powers in his hair somehow.
那因为瑜伽师们呢，不知怎么的，将他们的这个神通的力量藏在这个头发里面。
So the man who had been fasting for 18 days fell to the ground, limp practically expired.
那么呢，那个借尸的十八天的那个人呢？ 就立刻瘫倒在地上。All
his power was taken away.
啊，所有的力量都没了。And
some days later, he died by taking poison.
那么呢，几天以后呢，啊，这个他便这个吸了一些毒药，就这样死了，吃了一些毒药死了。
It's a very long story, even with more detail.
那么呢，其实呢，这是一个很长的故事，还有很多的细节。But
it shows that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was fearless.
但是啊，这告诉我们呢，像我们揭示出来，Bhaktivinoda Thakur啊。
He stood by the truth, he stood by virtue.
他伸张正义。
And Krishna protected, Lord Jagannath protected him.
那么呢, Krishna 保护他, 主Jagannath保护他。
There's another example, two other examples of this.
那么呢,
there was a Siddha Purush Babaji, a perfected soul who was a Babaji who lived in Puri.
那么呢，在布里的当时有一个啊，这个完美的这个Babaji叫做Siddha Purusha。Siddha
Purusha, he had achieved spiritual perfection.
啊，他呢达到了完美，这个Babaji。And
he started criticizing Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
那么呢，他开始了指责Bhaktivinoda Thakur。He
said he is posing himself as a Vaishnava.
他呢假装自己是一个Vaishnava。
But he doesn't wear tilak.
但是呢，却没有涂髻了,
and he doesn't have neck beads.
也没有颈珠,
he's speaking Vaishnava teachings, but he's just an imposter.
他在教导这个人们 Vaishnava 的教导, but he was teaching poster.
He's an imposter. He's a pretender.
尽管他在教导说这个 Vaishnava 的教导, 但是他其实是一个
Don't go listen to him.
不要去听他讲。
And in this way, he was speaking offensive words against Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
那么这个人呢，就以这样的方式的这个说一些反对 Bhaktivinoda Thakur的话。
After some time, this Babaji became severely ill.
那么呢，过了一段时间呢，这个 Babaji 的病得非常重。
And there was no medicine that could cure his illness.
那么呢，也找不到药来治好他的病。
And one night he had a dream.
有一个晚上呢，啊，他做了一个梦。
Where Lord Jagannath told him why he was so ill.
那么主Jagannath告诉他，为什么他的病得这么重。
You offended a great devotee.
啊，是因为你冒犯了一个伟大的奉献。
You should go at once and beg his forgiveness.
啊，你应该立刻去祈求他的宽恕。
But the man was so ill, he couldn't even move.
但是这个人的病得是如此重啊，他都没办法动。
So he had somebody carry him to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house.
接着呢，就啊，不得不请几个人抬着他去到了Bhaktivinoda Thakur的家。He
came to his door and fell at Bhaktivinoda Thakur's feet.
那么呢，便来到了Bhaktivinoda Thakur家的，拜倒在Bhaktivinoda Thakur的足下。He
profusely apologized and begged forgiveness.
那么呢，这个啊，深深的请求啊，这个Bhaktivinoda Thakur的宽恕。And
Bhaktivinoda Thakur then explained.
那么接着Bhaktivinoda Thakur的便解释道。
The reason that I don't yet have tilak and neck beads
那么我现在还没有涂tilak以及颈珠的原因是
is that these two things are given by Guru when one receives initiation.
是什么呢？因为这两者呢，是当Guru给你体力的时候赐给你的。
And I have yet to find my Guru.
那么呢，我还没找到我的Guru。
But I have full faith in Lord Chaitanya and his teachings.
但是呢，我对主Chaitanya的 对主Chaitanya以及他的教导有着完全的信心。
One day Lord Chaitanya will be very kind.
那么呢，这个有一天的主Chaitanya一定会非常的仁慈。
And he'll send me my guru.
他一定会派一个guru给我的。
No. So the Babaji understood why he was acting the way he was acting, and they became very close friends.
所以呢，这个Babaji就明白了啊，这个Bhaktivinoda Thakur当时为什么会这样。接着呢，他们两个人就成了非常好的。
No, that's not a standard that we follow.
当然了，这并不是我们所追随的标准。Prabhupada
had new devotees wear neck beads and tilak.
这个Prabhupada通常的非常刚入门的奉献者涂tilak，穿戴这个颈珠。But
during Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time, this was his practice.
那么呢，但是在Bhaktivinoda Thakur期间呢，这是他所这个遵循的练习的是这样的。But
you can see Jagannath protected him.
但是你可以看到呢，主Jagannath保护了他。And
Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't move at all from that sense of being protected by him. Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't change his position when there was some danger.
这个碰到危险的时候，他根本就没有这个换他的改变他的位置。He
stayed faithful to Lord Jagannath.
他一直呢对主Jagannath有信心忠诚。And
Jagannath protected him.
那么主Jagannath便保护他。Here's
another example.
这里还有一个例子。As
the High Court judge, Bhaktivinoda Thakur found out something very bad.
那么呢，作为高等法院的法官呢，这个Bhaktivinoda Thakur发现一些很坏的东西。The
king was stealing Jagannath's money.
这个国王在偷主Jagannath的钱。80,000
rupees.
偷了多少钱呢？偷了这个八万卢比。During
that time, that was a vast sum of money.
在那个时候呢，八万卢比是非常多的钱呢。So
he put the king of Puri on trial.
所以呢，他就起诉这个普里的国王。And
he found him guilty.
那么这个国王呢，感觉到有罪啊。And
the punishment for the king.
那么呢，对这个国王的这个惩罚便是。Was
that from his own treasury he had to pay for every one of the 52 offerings a day for Lord Jagannath for some time.
啊。Everyone of the 52.
There are 52 offerings a day for Lord Jagannath.
你要知道呢，每天给Jagannath的供奉的有52次.
The king had to pay for all of that.
那么呢，这个国王呢，要付所有的这一切的费用.
52 offerings every day for some years.
啊，就是说呢，每年这个每天这个52次的供奉，要这个国王都要付，而且要付几年时间.
Taking Lord Jagannath's property is a great offense.
你要知道呢，这个偷取主加格纳的这个财产呢，这是非常大的冒犯。So
that was the king's punishment.
所以呢，这边是当时对这个国王的惩罚。Well,
the king wanted to get back at Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
The king wanted to retaliate.
He wanted to do something to hurt Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
那么呢，这个国王呢，想回击这个 Bhaktivinoda Thakur， 想那个报仇啊，好像是。
He decided to have him killed.
这个决定呢，要把Bhaktivinoda Thakur杀了。But
Bhaktivinoda Thakur was too powerful.
但是呢，Bhaktivinoda Thakur很强大。So
he had to come up with another plan.
那么呢，他就定了另外一个计划。So
he hired 50 brahmanas to perform a yajna for 1 month, the end of which would kill Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
那这个。 You mean the king hired? Huh?
The king hired 50 brahmanas to make a yajna that would kill
Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
It was a 30-day yajna. It was done in private. But you know how it is, everybody came to know.
但是呢，你知道的，大家都知道这个情况。后来，and
the reports went to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They're trying to kill you.
那么呢，当时就有一个记者来到 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 跟前，告诉他这个消息。But
he knew that what he had done was right.
但是他知道的，这个 Bhaktivinoda Thakur knew what.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur knew that stealing Jagannath's money was wrong, and he acted properly.
但是呢 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他知道的。 偷取这个国王偷取Jagannath的钱是错的，那么呢，他自己对这个国王的这样惩罚的也是正义的事情。So
he took shelter of Lord Jagannath for protection.
所以呢，他就托比主Jagannath，祈求主Jagannath保护。On
the final day of the 30-day yajna.
那么呢，在这个国王所举行的这个三十天的yajna的最后一天。When
the brahmanas pronounced the final mantra.
当那个brahmana 这个发最后一个 mantra 的时候，
nothing happened to Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
这个什么事也没有发生在 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的身上。
But the king had one son only.
但是呢，这个国王的唯一的儿子。
And that very moment the son died.
那一刻的这个儿子死了。And
everybody understood what happened.
那么呢，大家都知道发生了什么样的事情。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very powerful.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 非常有力的。
And you offend a powerful person, you'll be destroyed.
当你冒犯了一个强大有力的人的时候，那么你自己会毁了自己。
So, very dear devotee of Lord Jagannath.
那么呢，这个是主加格纳非常亲爱的同行。
And a very dear devotee of Lord Chaitanya.
也是主加格纳非常亲爱的同行。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur began studying the teachings of Jiva Goswami.
这个 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢，啊，开始学习这个 Jiva Goswami 的教导。
He began studying the teachings of Rupa Goswami.
他也开始学习 Rupa Goswami 的教导。
And he began reading other Vaishnava literatures like the commentary on Vedanta Sutra.
那么他也开始学习啊其他奉献者所写的啊文献，比如说呢。对维丹的书卷中间委托经的评论。
He developed his Sanskrit skills to read those books.
啊，这个他的梵文的这个水平呢，不断的提高，以便能更好的去阅读这些书。
So looks like we're nearly ready for our push punch. Is that what's going on?
啊，是不是差不多要撒花了？
没有，
五点半。哦 ，5:30 will be push punch.
Okay. Well. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is developing his realizations more and more deeply.
So that this Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his realization is more and more deep.
He slept about 2.5 hours a day.
Every day, about 2.5 hours.
He ate very little.
Ate very little.
He would take rest at 8 o'clock at night. He'd wake up at 10 o'clock at night.And write from 10 o'clock until 4 in the morning.
啊，他每天大概晚上八点钟睡觉，那么呢，大概10点钟起来以后便开始啊写书，一直写到啊凌晨4点。
Then he would take a bath.
接着呢，他就会沐浴。
And then he would chant his japa for 2.5 hours.
那么呢，接着又会啊这个念这个 japa 2.5 hours.
Then he'd study scriptures for an hour.
接着呢，啊，又会学习经典1个小时左右。
If he needed a little nap, he would take 15 minutes rest.
那么如果需要的话呢，他会大概休息15分钟。
And then he would answer personal correspondence.
接着呢，啊，他又会回信给别人。
And if there was no correspondence to answer, then he would read scriptures again.
那么如果不用回信的话呢，他又会再读这个经典。
His breakfast consisted of 1 liter of milk.
那么呢，啊，他的早餐。大概就是有啊，这个一升的这个牛奶
，some chickpeas，
还有一点这个鹰嘴豆
，and a little fruit，
啊，还有一点点水果。
And then he would go change his clothes into his high court judge outfit, wearing his when he became initiated, his neck beads showing and his tilak showing, and go sit on the high court bench.
嗯，接下来他就会换上法官的这个高等法院法官的这个服装。这个在他接受洗礼后呢，他也会涂着 tilak， 啊，带着这个锦珠去法院。
He heard cases for 2 hours.
那么呢，这个啊，他在法院里面的判案的时间大概2小时。
He'd come back to his home, have a little lunch.
那么呢，回家以后再吃一点午餐。
And go back to the courthouse for another 4 hours.
那么又再回到法院4个小时。
And in those 6 hours, he would hear the same number of cases that someone would hear in a whole week. He would do one man's job. One man did the job of 5 men.
这个就是他一个人能够做5个人的工作。
What would normally take a week, he would do in 1 day.
啊。这个通常要花1个星期处理完的事儿，他一天就可以处理好。
While the cases were being heard, he would be writing the decision.
啊，那么他一边听这个案件，一边就会写出结论啊。
He was empowered.
啊，所以他赋予力量，被赋予的力量。
And then he went home at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
那他4点钟会回到家，下午4点钟会回家。
It was 5 o'clock in the afternoon.He spent time with his family.
那是5点钟，那么他会和家人待在一起。
Because he's a government officer, sometimes he would receive dignitaries and important people.
那么呢，因为他是政府的官员是，有时候在家里呢也会接待一些政府官员。
Then he took rest at 8 o'clock.
那么接着呢，8点钟休息晚上。
And 10 o'clock he got up.
10点钟又起来。
And got the same schedule every day.
他每天的日程都是一样的。
He had a little pocket watch. Then they didn't have watches like this.
那个时候呢，他只有一块小的怀表， so 没有像我们现在的这样的手表。
On a chain, he had a watch that he would keep in his pocket, and then every precisely he was regulated.
所以呢，他总是掏出自己的怀表来看，就是说呢，做每样事都很精确的时间。
We can learn a lesson from this.
我们可以从这里吸取一些教训。
He was a very busy person.
他是一个非常忙的人。
He had 10 children.
你要知道他有10个小孩。
10 children.
10个小孩。
He was a government officer.
他是一个政府的官员。
So he had many social responsibilities as a government officer.
所以作为一个政府官员的话呢， 他有很多社会的责任。
He had to chant his japa like we also do.
像我们一样，他也要念他的 japa， 念诵。
And he was writing volumes and volumes of books.
他也这个写了很多很多册的书。
In the course of his life, he wrote 100 books.
那么他整个一生写了100本书。
100 books.
100本书。
Try to write a book.
你们尝试写一本书看。
100 books.
那他写了100本书。
Some of them were in Sanskrit.
有些书呢是梵文的。
And some on the other end, some were in very simple Bengali.
那么还有一些书呢是简单的孟加拉语。
Some of them were in English.
有些书呢是英文的。
Some of them were for the simple people, someone for the scholars.
那有些书呢是给简单的人的，有些人是给那些学者们的。
He had a tireless desire to write literature to glorify Krishna.
他不知疲倦的呀。 这个写各种文献去荣耀主 Krishna.
After some time living in Puri,
那么在布里住了一段时间以后，
his devotion for Krishna became so strong.
他对 Krishna 的这个奉爱之心呢，如此的强烈。
He just wanted to go to Vrindavan.
以至于呢，他只想去 Vrindavan.
So he started to travel to Vrindavan.
接着呢，他便开始向 Vrindavan.
And he had a dream.
他做了一个梦。
And Lord Chaitanya appeared in his dream. He said, don't go to Vrindavan, go to Mayapur. And help re-establish, find the places of my pastimes for the world to know. He requested the British government to transfer him to some place near Navadvip.
他便要求这个英国政府啊，将他调到离Navadvip很近的一个地方工作。
But they valued his work in Puri too much.
但是呢，这个英国政府啊，非常这个欣赏他在Puri的这个工作，觉得他在Puri的工作非常的重要。
So they didn't give him a transfer.
所以呢，不同意他调走。
So finally he quit.
所以最后呢，他就得辞职不干。
Then they gave him a transfer.
接着呢，在这种情况下呢，才同意他调去。
They made him a magistrate in Krishna Nagar.
接着呢，便让他成了Krishna Nagar的一个法官。
Some of you have probably been to Mayapur.
在座的或许有一些人去过Mayapur。
Krishna Nagar is the government seat where Mayapur is.
那么Krishna Nagar呢，就是什么呢？就是Mayapur那一带的这个政府。
Where Bhaktivinoda Thakur chose to live,
Bhaktivinoda Thakur选择那个地方居住,
was very near our present Mayapur temple.
离我们目前的这个Mayapur庙呢很近。
Just on the other side of the Jalangi River, which is a tributary of the Ganges.
就正好在这个Jalangi岸的这个对岸。
And he called that place Svananda Sukhada Kunj.
他把他住的那个地方呢，叫做Svananda Sukhada Kunj.
That name comes from a place in Vrindavan.
那么呢，这个名字呢是来自Vrindavan的一个。
Where Lalita Devi engaged in service to Radharani.
那么呢，在这个地方呢，Lalita Devi的从事着这个服务Radharani的工作。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur's mood was very deep devotion to Krishna.
那么Bhaktivinoda Thakur的心态呢，就是。 对于 Krishna 呢，充满着这个奉爱之心。
He saw himself in that mood.
他呢，看到了自己这样的心态。
So that's the place that he chose to live.
所以，因此他选择那个地方居住。
the British valued his service for the government so much.
那么呢，这个英国人呢，这个非常这个欣赏巴金斯塔库所做的工作。
That they built a train track from his home to the place where he would go to work.
那么以至于什么呢？啊，从他的家里专门修了一条铁路啊，到他工作的地方。
And to, even today, that train runs.
那么即便是当今，啊，当年修的那个铁路啊。
But it was built by the British for Bhaktivinoda Thakur's service.
啊，但是呢，啊，那个铁路啊是专门为 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 啊所修建的。
And in his biography, he describes while one day in Navadvip.
那么呢，在他的自传里面呢，啊，他写到有一天在 Navadvip.
He saw a place on the other side of the Ganges.
啊，他看到这个啊恒河的另外一岸。
In the dark of night.
在黑夜之中
he saw a huge luminous temple rising into the sky.
那么呢，看到了一个辉煌的巨大的这个庙宇啊，这个升在空中。
He knew there was no temple there.
他知道当时并没有庙在那里。
It's just rice fields.
在那里的仅仅是一片稻田。
No big temple.
没有大的庙宇。
But he clearly saw it.
但是呢，他清楚地看到那里有。
And he showed his relative, just see that luminous temple rising into the sky.
那么呢，同时呢，他也告诉他的亲友看，你看，一个非凡的庙宇在那里。
From the rooftop, his relative saw it also.
从屋顶呢，他的亲戚也看到了。
And so he marked where that spot was.
因此呢，他就记下了那个地方。
The next day he went to where that spot must have been.
那么第二天呢，便去到了那个地方，他看到的那个地方。
And there was no temple.
但是在那里没有庙。
All there was rice fields.
有的只是稻田。
Except for one patch of land that nobody could grow anything.
除了一个地方呢，什么东西都长不了的。
The local Muslim farmers considered to be useless.
那么当地的穆斯林人呢，认为那是一块没用的地。
It wouldn't grow rice.
米也长不了。
It wouldn't grow potatoes.
土豆也长不了。
Wouldn't even grow eggplant.
茄子也长不了。
The only thing it would grow was tulsi plants.
唯一所生长的地方，可以生存的那个植物便是 tulsi 植物。
And for the Muslims, that was useless.
而对于穆斯林教徒来说呢 ，tulsi 是无用的东西。
But Bhaktivinoda Thakur understood what that meant.
但是呢，去了 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 知道这意味着什么。
This was the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那边是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的诞生之地。
So he did much research with the maps of the ancient British because he was a government officer. He had access to all the old maps.
因此呢，这个 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 便详细地研究了这个英国政府当时所拥有的这个地图，因为。Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他是一个高等法院的法官呢，所以他有权利研究这些东西。
He searched the scriptures to find verification. Was this the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
同时呢，他也研究了经典呢，以便确认 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的降生之地。
There's a book called Ananta Samhita.
那么有一本书叫做 Ananta Samhita.
It describes the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip.
他描述了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。在 Navadvip 的降生。
It predicted that Lord Chaitanya would come.
预言到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 会来。
It predicted that after Lord Chaitanya would leave, the Ganges would change her course.
也预言到了在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 隐居以后呢，恒河的将会改变它的这个道改道。
And the place of Lord Chaitanya's birth would be under the Ganges.
而杰达玛布降生之地的会在恒河里面
and that would last for 200 years
将会维持200年
and then the Ganges would shift course again back to where it was previously
那么呢这个恒河又会回到它原来的河道上面
leaving this place now the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
又将这个杰达玛布诞生之地的呈现出来
and there's many other details
当然也有很多
I'll just mention one.
我这里跟大家只讲一点。
The this now city of Navadvip was considered to be the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
这个当今的这个 Navadvip 这个小城镇呢，被认作是 被认为是绝对的这样圣之地。
But the Navadvip is on the western bank of the Ganges.
但是呢, Navadvip的, 啊, 它是在恒河的西岸。
But the scriptures say the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is on the eastern bank of the Ganges.
然后呢,经典说到的,绝对的这样圣之地的是在恒河的东岸。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur concluded this is not the birthplace.
所以呢,Bhaktivinoda Thakur呢,他下结论到的, 啊, Navadvip 并不是铁德拉玛普的降生之地。
Then there was another piece of information.
那么呢,接着有另外一条消息。
The present city of Navadvip
目前的这个Navadvip这个, 啊, 城市,
was only 150 years old.
啊, 仅仅只有150年的历史。
But the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was 500 years old.
啊, 而铁德拉玛普的, 啊, 这个诞生, 的时候呢,
so this wasn't the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this other place was.
因此呢,这个目前的这个Navadvip这个城镇呢,并不是铁达玛普诞生之地,而是另外一地。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent a message to Jagannath Das Babaji in Vrindavan.
接着呢,这个Bhaktivinoda Thakur就写了封信呢,去Vrindavan的这个Jagannath Das Babaji.
And he requested Jagannath Babaji to come and see the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he had discovered. So Jagannath Das Babaji came. He took the train ride all the way from Mathura to Mayapur, or to Navadvip.
那么呢,他呢,就是坐了火车,就从 这个马图拉到了这个Navadvip。
And at that time his age was 120 years old.
你要知道的,Jagannath Das Babaji那个时候的有120岁。
Do you know anybody that's 120 years old?
你们认不认得现在有哪个是120岁的人呢?你们现在有没有认得有这样的人?
His body was so old that his eyelids were drooping over his eyes. He had to lift his eyelids to look around.
那么呢,他的身体呢,是如此的,这个,说得很小,他要看东西的话,就要把自己的这个眼睛啊,那个提起来才能看。
And his legs were so old, he couldn't walk.
那么呢,他的腿也很老啊,没办法走路。
So his servant Ishan had to carry him in a basket.
所以呢,这个,他的仆人呢,得把他 还在这个背着篮子筐子里面。
They didn't have wheelchairs.
那个时候呢,他们没有轮椅,
you carry him in a basket.
就会把他背在筐子里面。
So in a train ride all the way from Delhi all the way to Calcutta.
那就,
it's a long train ride.
那坐了很长的火车,从德里一直到这个Maya.
120 years old train ride from Delhi to Calcutta.
你要知道呢,这个 一个120岁的人坐火车从德里到加尔各答。
And when he reached Mayapur, he was brought to the place where Bhaktivinoda Thakur found as the birthplace of Mahaprabhu.
那么呢,他便被带到了这个Bhaktivinoda Thakur找到的这个铁达玛普降生之地。
And you know the story, Jagannath Das Babaji jumped out of the basket in the air and started calling out loud, Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana.
那么大家知道接下来发生的事就是什么呢? 这个 Jagannath Das Babaji 立刻从篮子里面跳了起来, 并且唱诵 Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari.
So, that was one of the major contributions of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
那么呢,这是Bhaktivinoda Thakur所做出的最主要的一个贡献。
Writing many books is another.
写了很多的书是另外一个贡献。
Being a visionary and seeing the spreading of Lord Chaitanya's teachings all over the world was another.
他看到了铁达玛普的使命将在全世界传播开的也是他另外一个贡献。
And establishing Nama Hatha or preaching in the villages of Bengal to all the illiterate people.
那么呢,还有一个就是什么呢? 这个建立Namahata,也就是在印度的村庄传教。
This was another great contribution of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
这便是Bhaktivinoda Thakur另外一个伟大的贡献。
Think about it in terms of China.
那么你试想一下中国。
There are many people that live as farmers and they do tilling the fields and they don't know how to read and write.
那么呢，这个有在中国的有很多农民呢，啊，他们这个跟土地打交道。
How would you bring Krishna consciousness into their lives?
啊，那么怎样才能让他们啊的生活当中具有 Krishna 知觉
？So Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a similar challenge.
所以 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他也遇到同样的挑战。
Largely, West Bengal is agricultural.
那么呢，因为绝大多数啊，这个西孟加拉的啊，都是这个农民
and people don't read and write.
那、这个人当农民呢，他既不读书也不写字。
But they like to sing.
啊，但是呢，他们喜欢唱。
So he wrote songs.
所以他写了很多的歌。
And the songs teach the teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
那么、这个、
song.
啊，那么啊，他便呢将主前丹的马的马法布的教导呢以歌曲的形式啊呈现了出来。
So he wrote many songs in Bengali.
所以呢，他便用孟加拉语的写了很多的歌曲。
So the village people who like to sing could learn Lord Chaitanya's teachings by song.
啊，那么那个农村里的人呢，啊，便可以通过唱 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的歌来学习切特拉玛布的教导。
And generally, in each village, there's someone who is the leader.
那么通常的情况下呢，在这个农村呢，啊，有一个人是村里的领导。
So he would train the leader in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
那么呢，他会这个教他会这个培养那个村子里的领导有关切特拉玛布的教导。
And he put them in charge of making the rest of the village followers of Lord Chaitanya.
啊，让他负责的啊，使得他村子里的人呢啊，都成为切特拉玛布的追随者。
And in this way, thousands and thousands and thousands of people all over Bengal became followers of Lord Chaitanya.
那么就这样呢，啊，成千上万的这个西孟加拉的这个农民呢，变成了这个铁达尔玛帕布的追随。
He was able to reach the most intellectual and the simplest illiterate people, and everybody in between.
啊，他既可以呢，啊，这个接触到最高的有智慧的人，也可以呢接触到最低的简单的人。
He was so powerful.
所以他非常有力量。
He was so faithful.
啊，而且非常有这个信心。
And he fathered a pure devotee.
而且呢，他呢追随了这个纯粹的奉献者。
Another gift to the world.
啊，另外一个给世界的礼物是。
His son, Bimal Prasad Datta.
啊，他的儿子呢叫做 Bimal Prasad Datta.
Became a pure devotee.
啊，成了一个纯粹的奉献者。
And later became Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
后来呢，他的儿子成了 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
His father taught him everything of Lord Chaitanya's teachings.
那么呢，啊，这个他的父亲呢，教导了有关切特拉玛布所有的知识给他。
His father taught him everything about printing and publishing books.
啊，他的父亲呢，也教导他如何去印刷出版书。
And his father passed on the vision of bringing Krishna consciousness into the world.
而且呢，他的父亲呢，啊，将这个 Krishna 知觉传播到整个世界的这个视野啊，
his father,
也传授给了他的儿子。
His father told Bhakti Siddhanta to develop the parikrama of Mayapur so that every year persons could come all, from all over the world and experience Lord Chaitanya's places of pastimes.
那么呢，他的父亲也教导他呢，啊，每年都要组织来自全世界的人啊，绕拜这个 Mayapur。那么这样的话呢，全世界的人都能够分享主切达拉玛布在玛雅普所举行的逍遥时光。
I'll end by making this final description.
那么呢，我现在呢啊，再讲最后一次描述。
Every morning in Prabhupada's daily schedule, he would go for a morning walk.
那么每天早晨呢啊，这个 Prabhupada 都会固定去啊这个清晨漫步。
This was true wherever he was.
那无论在什么地方都是一样。
From 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., he would go for a morning walk.
啊，每天早晨六点到七点，他都会去啊散步。
Very peaceful time.
那个时候很平静的时间。
The sun is just rising.
啊，太阳刚刚升起。
The air temperature is cool.
啊，这个也很清凉。
There's not a lot of noise and commotion of people moving around.
啊，没有什么噪音啊，没有什么商人啊。
So it's a very peaceful time.
啊，那段时间非常啊，这个平静。
So one morning in Mayapur.
那么有一天早晨在 Mayapur.
Prabhupada was going for a long morning walk.
啊 ，Prabhupada 这个漫步的很长,
and he started speaking about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And as he was speaking about Bhaktivinoda Thakur,
在他讲述 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的时候呢,
Prabhupada became more and more animated, like lively. He was speaking with such enthusiasm.
那么Prabhupada变得越来越激动，越来越兴奋。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur this, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur did that, and such a wonderful visionary of Krishna consciousness, describing glory, you know, his glowing terms.
那么呢，Prabhupada说的这个，说的那个，讲了很多。
Then someone asked Srila Prabhupada a question.
接着呢，有个人向Prabhupada提了一个问题。
The question was, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was such a powerful visionary.
那么呢，Bhaktivinoda过来是如此一个有远见的人。
Why didn't he extend Krishna consciousness into the Western world?
那为什么他不把Krishna直觉扩展到全世界的西方国家呢？
Prabhupada became silent.
Prabhupada听了以后呢，就一语不发。
And then he smiled.
接着笑了笑。
He said he left something for us to do.
他说了他留下了一些东西呢，让我们来做。
And then he turned to us, and I'm leaving something for you to do.
接着呢，他又转过来脸呢，对我们说的，我现在呢也留下东西给你们做。
I've given the basic plan.
我给了你们一个基本的这个计划。
I've given you all the ingredients.
给了你所有这些要素。
Now you fill in the structure.
那么现在呢，你把
This is the service I'm leaving for you.
这边是我给你们的这个服务。
So here we are.
所以我们今天便在这儿。
I was hearing that 20 years ago, you were visiting here in Nanning.
马上就听到了，20年前我也在南宁。
Did you know that he was here 20 years ago?
大家知不知道，我20年前就来过。
Where were you 20 years ago?
20年前你们在哪？
He's described all those places where all those big buildings are, there are big skyscrapers.
20年前这一块地方的这些高楼大厦都没有，都是农田。
Just agricultural fields.
都是农田。
And now it's big buildings.
现在呢，都是高楼大厦。
How did that happen?
那么是怎么发生这样的变化呢？
Somebody had a plan.
有人有计划。
And they put their effort behind that plan.
而且呢， 有了计划以后，他们也努力去做。
And now there's a big urban structure all over the place.
那么呢，现在的这块地呢， 都成了一个大的城市了。
Now similarly for us.
那么同样道理对于我们来说，
Lord Chaitanya had a vision.
且当然嘛，也有他的视野。
And following Lord Chaitanya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a vision.
那么呢，紧随着铁扎拉玛布的这个巴金说。
Lord Chaitanya had a vision.
Chaitanya也有他的视野。
Following Lord Chaitanya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a vision.
那么呢，紧随着铁扎拉玛布的这个巴金的他过的也有他的视野。
And he wrote about that vision, and he spoke about that vision.
他也将自己的视野呢写了出来。 也说了出来,
and he passed it on in disciplic succession.
并且呢，通过使徒传系传递了下来。
Now there's something for us to do.
现在是该我们做些事儿。
Fill in that vision.
就是呢，实现那个视野，那个视野。
You may not be able to do this all over the world, but do it in a vigorous way here, in this city where you live.
那么这个你可能呢没办法在全世界去做。 但是呢，你起码可以在这个城市。
It's nice that you have an ashram here.
你们在这有一个ashram，这很不错。
But there's a big city here in Nanning.
但是呢，南宁呢是一个大的城市。
Take inspiration from Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
你们应该呢，这个带着Bhaktivinoda Thakur的这个鼓舞。
See the possibilities of many people taking the message of Krishna consciousness seriously.
那最好的荣耀。
Bring many spirit souls to the lotus feet of Gornitai.
这个应该将更多的灵魂呢带到格拉米泰的莲花主下。
At least have a desire like that.
起码应该有这样的愿望。
And make a plan how to do it.
同时呢，做出计划如何去做。
And make some effort.
同时的努力，做点努力。
The results will be beyond your imagination.
结果呢，会超越你的想象。
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki.
Jai.
So it's now time for Pushpanjali.
现在呢是 Pushpanjali 的时间。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thakur ki
jai.
So it's now time for Pushpanjali.
现在呢是 Pushpanjali 的时间。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.